This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. About halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, there's a tiny community that calls itself Oakeyville. Governor Jerry Brown declared an end to California's drought back in April. But in Oakeyville and in other parts of the state's Central Valley, there are still dry wells. Scientists say it could take decades to recover from depleted and mismanaged groundwater levels. Sarah Craig reports.
When Maria Marquez's well went dry almost 3 years ago, she started organizing her neighbors who were also desperate for water. And she did so out of her taco truck. Marquez works through the hottest part of the day to deliver lunch to farm workers and truck drivers coming through town. When a customer from Oakeyville orders a torta asada, she takes the opportunity to tell him about the next community water meeting at her house. Marquez used to have a beautiful green yard. Today it's brown and dusty. She doesn't even have enough water for her garden.
We used to plant cucumbers, tomatoes, tomatillos, chiles, watermelons. Now we can't do any of that. We have to buy everything.
That takes its toll. Since Marquez can't grow her own vegetables, she has to spend more money on groceries and gas to get to the store. Lots of families have sold their farm animals because there's no water to give them. Oakeyville residents rank among the poorest in the state. When the median income is about $23,000 a year,
it makes life much more tenuous and immediate. It's a game changer.
That's Eric Coyne, a Tulare County official. He says the state and county pay for bottled water and household tank deliveries, which run about $400,000 a month. The district has seen rain this year, but it could take decades for the aquifer that feeds Oakeyville's wells to replenish.
So now people are spending what little money they have on water. Because without water, everything stops. You can't cook, you can't grow food.
There are about 100 homes in Oakeyville, and only 14 have water tanks. The state spends more than $7,000 per month to fill them. For houses without tanks, residents have made do by stringing hoses between houses and paying their neighbors. The going rate? About $50 a month. Jim Smith, an Oakeyville resident, lost his well and had to drill a new one for $28,000.
The drought is just people don't have the money to drill the wells, and that's the biggest problem.
The large-scale farms surrounding Oakeyville can afford this, but most farm workers can't. And because of the drought, there have been fewer crops to pick, which means fewer hours of work. A lot of families who could afford to walk away from their homes have left, but many can't do that or don't want to. Again, County Administrator Eric Coyne.
These become areas without an immediate livelihood. So they become places where they've lived for generations. They may have a house there that they inherited from the parents, and they paid literally nothing for it. And they can't afford to replace it.
Back in the taco truck, Marquez hands the torta asada to her customer. Her efforts to build support for a new community well have paid off. Oakeyville is getting one in October. But some people can't afford to wait that long and will have little option but to leave. Yes, without water, Marquez says, they can't do anything. In Oakeyville, I'm Sarah Craig for Marketplace.